on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Dirk Fusick is the owner of Dirk's Fish and Gourmet Shop up on North Clybourne. He's been at it for more than 40 years, and he will finally clear up the questions we have about farmed fish and wild fish. Good morning, Dirk.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How you doing this morning?
Okay, 40 years. Wait a minute. You couldn't have been at 2070 North Clybourne all those years, because I don't remember you being there. Have you moved around the city?
I have. Do you remember Burhops and Wilmette?
Of course.
I started working there in 1974 and then ended up buying it in 88.
I get it. All right. Well, you know what you're talking about. So we got into this yesterday, wild-caught salmon, farm salmon. The wild fish is more expensive, but they say it's healthier. Is it?
Well, there's both the... Yes, all fish is healthy for you, so salmon in particular is especially healthy for you. The difference between wild and farmed really is flavor, I would say. I mean, the farm fish tend to be a little milder and fattier than the wild fish. Wild fish is out swimming, baiting predators, etc., so they tend to be a lot leaner. They can be stronger in flavor. In fact, sockeye salmon is so strong of a fishy flavor, or salmon-y flavor, I should say, that a lot of people don't like it when they try it for the first time because it's, you know, it's overpoweringly.
Well, what about everything you hear about omega-3s and omega-6, and you should eat the wild-caught salmon because it's much better for you? Is that true?
No, not necessarily. They found farm salmon have higher omega-3s at times, too. So it depends on where the fish has been, what it's eating. Wild fish, you don't know where it's been, what it's been eating, what it's been going, you know, what it's swimming in. Farm fish is always the same basic water content. I mean, they pick where they put the farms. They put them in high current areas where there's water flow. And to have a salmon farm, you spend millions of dollars to have a salmon farm. And they don't just put them down anywhere. You know, they feel like it. They research where to put it, where the best areas are. The fish are maintained and fed. You know, everything we get in the world these days is from a farm, basically. So unless you're out hunting and foraging yourself, you're buying farm product, whether it's vegetables or chickens or pigs or cows or whatever it is you eat. So nothing wrong with farms.
Wild-caught salmon is more expensive, isn't it?
It can be, yeah, because it's a limited resource, so there's less of it around. Again, with farms, you have a consistent supply all the time. You know, you don't have to worry about winter or storms or things of that sort because you can get out to your farm and harvest your fish every day. And the farm fish, like salmon, again, is a seasonal product. We won't see Alaskan salmon until probably Memorial Day. And that goes, sockeye goes Memorial Day until about Labor Day, and then we get king salmon wild until maybe November. But midwinter, all the fish you're eating right now, it's either frozen wild salmon or it's farm salmon fresh.
Mm-hmm.
We carry a fish called Ora King salmon, comes out of New Zealand. It's probably the best salmon farm in the world, and I would say that salmon is probably the best salmon in the world, over wild fish even. So
we
sell quite a bit of that.
Is this the busy time of year for you with Lent?
Lent is busier. It does have a pickup. Lent has kind of diminished over the years. It wasn't as crazy. It used to be, you know, 20, 30 years ago, as far as, you know, more people coming in. I think people have found that fish is good for you. It's healthy. It's good to eat, not hard to cook. And so fish eat, you know, people eat fish more often than they used to, just instead of having to eat on Friday, just because you were required to eat it on Friday. Now they want to eat it, you know, 2-3 times a week. So I have customers that come in usually 2 or 3 times a week and buy fish.
And what's the best fish to eat raw? A lot of people love sushi. What do you recommend?
Well, farm salmon over wild salmon. Wild salmon has parasite issues for eating raw, so we never recommend wild salmon for that. There are plenty of wild fish you can eat raw, such as halibut, snapper, things of that sort. But there are also good farm fish like Arctic char. The salmon, as I mentioned, those are all good choices. Hamachi, yellowtail, those are farm raised. Those are very good also. So there's a lot of good choices, but generally speaking, it's farm fish tend to be fattier, and that's what you want to get in sushi is a nice fatty fish.
I used to have swordfish all the time, and then I read too many articles about mercury, and you read about high levels of mercury in tuna as well. What's the real story on that?
Well, on mercury, it's existent in all fish because that's a natural thing in the ocean. It comes out of volcanic vents and things like that. The quantity of mercury in most fish is pretty minimal. I mean, they only put restrictions on, say, pregnant women for four fish, which is tilefish, swordfish, as you mentioned, is one of them. Mackerel is another one. Those fish are not, and shark is the fourth one that they recommend pregnant women not eat for those reasons. But other than that, they're all good. They're all good.
I think instead of giving up swordfish, I'm going to give up reading these studies, and maybe that
will be helpful. Well, I was reading something the other day. I was reading something the other day, and it said all this bad stuff about farm fish, and then I looked at the date. It was from 1992, so it's, slightly outdated, So things have changed a lot. I mean, they've been raising farm-raised fish have been commercially raised probably since the 50s and 60s, salmon and things of that sort. So all this time, it's progressed and gotten better and better. And, there's a lot of scrutiny on what they feed them. There's a lot of scrutiny on how they're handled and how they react in the environments that they're put in. So it's not just, there's a lot of thought and process goes into farm fish.
Before too long here, we'll be back into the grilling season. And I always have trouble with fish on the grill because it doesn't stay together. You have any tips for me?
Is there a grilling season? I didn't know that.
I hope.
We grill all year round. Come on. Grilled fish tastes so good. Basically, a simple way to do like a piece of salmon, since we're talking salmon, do olive oil, salt, pepper, lemon zest, put it over your fish, leave the fish out for about an hour beforehand. This is important because if you take your cold fish out of the refrigerator and put it right on the grill, it takes time for that fish to come up to temperature before it even starts cooking. And that way, you'll find that it may stick to the grill more. But if you leave it out at room temp for easily an hour is not a problem at all. And you cook it, you'll find out it comes out much better. Flesh side first is what I generally do for about 2 minutes and flip it over to the skin side, finish it off that way. And that works, usually works pretty well. Some fish is better than others. Salmon, swordfish holds up great on the grill. Tuna holds up great on the grill, but only rare because that's the best way to eat tuna. Things like I had rainbow trout the other night, which is fine. It's a little more delicate, so you have to be a little more careful with that. Snapper is great on the grill, but again, a little more delicate fish. But anything can be done. If you have any issues about grilling, try a cedar plank. Soak a cedar plank overnight and put a piece of fish on a cedar plank, and you'll come out with the best piece of smoked whatever it is you put on there. And it's simple, foolproof, and works out great every time.
Grilling tips and more from Dirk Fusick, owner of Dirk's Fish and Gourmet Shop, 2070 North Clybourne. Good talking to you, Dirk, and stay away from the grilled alewives, though, okay?
We will. We're going to push the Asian carp this year. That's a big year for Asian carp.
That's what I hear. Have a great day. Yeah. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Bob.